25 minutes after 4 o'clock, Lyle Gorman is the Cronulla Sharks CEO. He's on the line. Lyle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you going?
I'm all right. Good to talk to you. Good to know that young Rocco is okay after the buggy incident, although his parents are a little bit concerned about buggies being on fields after games. When I say buggies, I'm talking about things like golf buggies, where you've got lots of kids running around, parents, those parents being players, conducting media interviews and other commitments where they're not keeping their eyes on them at all times. Obviously, one of these freak accidents that happens, no one would have ever guessed, but I'm wondering whether or not you guys are reviewing your procedures at all after what happened over the weekend.
Look, to answer the latter, Ben, yeah, we, of course we are. It's an incredibly regrettable incident, one that should never be allowed to occur. Okay, our major focus the last 24 hours has been around young Rocco, and of course, Chris and Sonia, mate, when someone in our club bleeds, we all bleed, and we've all been rattled by this. But of course, we need to look at our systems and processes. You just can't have those things happening.
So the buggies are on there for what purpose? They're picking up corner posts and things like that,
aren't they? Well, they clear all of... We allow the kids on the park after the game for a free kick and a run, which they love to do. You've seen it at many sporting events, in other codes as well as our own. And to do that, you've got to clear the field of all the impediments, like signage and bolsters and various equipment and so on, and the buggies are on there. Hmm. And, you know, it's a part of normal process, but you know, this one yesterday, obviously, hasn't worked out well. There's a lot of people hurting over it, Ben, including obviously the person in charge of that vehicle. So there's a lot of welfare issues here which we're addressing first and of all as a priority.
So the driver was out of the vehicle and somehow something else fell on the accelerator and then it was off.
Yeah, look, the initial report suggested material was put in the vehicle and wedged the accelerator and the way it went. Yeah, we're blessed. This isn't more serious, Ben, to be honest with you.
Mm. And lucky that your players reacted so well in jumping out and lifting the thing up and making sure Rocco was okay.
Yeah, very much so. They were on the spot. As you say, there were a whole lot of players gathered there, bringing their kids to the fence and stuff. So we were blessed that happened. You know, we could have had a far more tragic outcome than we've had then. So.
All right. Well, you guys will work that out. I know what kind of bloke you are. I mean, this would be the last thing that anyone would... hope to happen to anyone, and a little boy like that, just 3 years of age, he is very lucky, and I don't think we'll be seeing a similar thing happening again, I've got the feeling. Thanks so much for your time, Lyle.
Pleasure indeed, Ben. Take care, mate.
Lyle Gorman, who's the Sharks CEO, who's a good fella. So, yeah, I mean, accidents happen. I mean, who would even think you've got a golf buggy there, something's going to slip onto the accelerator, the golf buggy's going to take off on its own and run over a little boy, 3 years of age. As he says, Lyle Gorman, everyone's very lucky that little Rocco's okay and that the consequences weren't worse.